Hi there, everyone. I'm Vince Ferguson, and welcome to 6 Weeks of Fitness, episode number 2, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, all human beings have the power of choice, and choice is just that, power. Most of our day is spent making choices, and not all of the choices we make are in our best interest. I want you to keep this in mind when you have an opportunity to go for a walk, a jog, or to the gym, but instead, you decide to stay at home and watch television. Keep this in mind the next time you drink that can of soda, which contains about 38 grams of sugar, instead of drinking a bottle of water, which has none. It's all a matter of choice. I am often reminded of a quote from William Jennings Bryan, a politician from the late 1800s, where he said, "Destiny is not a matter of chance, it's a matter of choice. It is not a thing to be waited for, it's a thing to be achieved." Welcome back. We can all benefit by the choices we make, or we can suffer from these same choices. It's totally up to you. In my book, 6 Weeks to a Flatter Stomach, I laid out the 10 steps I believe will help you lose weight and flatten your stomach. But you must make the right choices. You can always get a copy of my book, my ebook that is, on my website if you want more information. Weight loss as well as weight gain, in my opinion, can be a matter of the choices you make. If you are serious about losing weight and improving your health, you will make the right choices. If you're not serious and you are happy with your body in its current condition, then you will continue living the same lifestyle that brought you to this point in your life. However, if you want to improve the way you look and feel, then wouldn't now be the time to make these changes? Wouldn't now be the time to make the right choices? You see, there is no limit. There is no time like the present to go after your goals. Wasn't it Albert Einstein who said, "Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results"? It all comes down to doing things differently than you have in the past and making the right choices. And speaking of making the right choices, I believe I chose wisely when I asked Orvel Douglas to join me in my studio as my co-host. As you know, Orvel is from Birmingham, England. He's a certified nutrition and diet specialist. Orvel and I have been working together for quite a few years, conducting 6 Weeks of Fitness programs throughout New York City. Now, I've seen the changes that people have been making under his advice, and they're making significant improvements in their bodies. And that's why I'm so glad that he has agreed to be my co-host, because I know he's very busy doing what he does best, and that is helping people to lose weight and to improve their health. Now, he also conducts nutrition workshops for my not-for-profit organization, BodyScope of New York. We're both speakers, and whenever the opportunities arise, we conduct exercise and nutrition seminars together throughout the city. Hey, yo, how you doing today?
Hey, Vince, I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing okay, man. Thanks again for agreeing to come out this week to host the show with me. You know, I need your help.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. You know, if you ever wanted to find out why obesity is more widespread than ever before, or why diabetes, cancer, and other chronic illnesses are more prevalent today than ever before, then this program is for you. There is a passage in the Bible that states, "The life of the body is in the blood." Now, I didn't really know what that meant until I came to understand what this topic was all about. And when I listened to Orvel talk about it, then I realized, now I get it. That blood has got to be healthy. But anyway, who better to talk to you about this and other important information than Orvel himself? Now, if you don't have a chance to take notes, the information that Orvel discusses today will be on our blog at 6weeks.com. Orvel?
Hi, everyone. Well, last week we spoke about, I was telling you that I wanted you all to listen into understanding what alkaline and acid-forming foods are. Well, many of you may not even know what acid and alkaline-forming foods are, but I'm sure most of you have heard about alkaline water, which is gaining popularity, so people be drinking it for health. But anyway, this is not about alkaline water. This is about food. So basically, all foods that we eat, they either produce acid in the body or alkaline. Well, you're probably wondering, what's acid or alkaline? Well, I'm not going to go into the chemistry of it because it's just too long, but I'm just going to make it very simple so everyone can understand. You have something called the pH scale, which means potential hydrogen, and the pH scale ranges from 1 to 14. Okay, 7 is neutral, so 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, or acid. But every step from 7 to 6 is very acid. 6 to 5 is like 10 times fold acid. So it continues and continues. So the more you go down lower on the pH scale, the more acidic things are. Alkaline is from 7 to 14. And the same thing is like 10 folds different. 7, 8, 9, 10 is like 10 folds different. So every step you take, it's more alkaline. Basically, human blood is slightly alkaline. It's 7.3 to 7.5. Human blood and human tissue. You got acid in the stomach, but we're not really going to talk about that. Basically, the concentration is about getting the human blood healthy because that's what really promotes health. Most foods that we eat contains a lot of acid, and it causes the body to actually become very acidic. Well, actually, it doesn't really become acidic, but it makes the body work overtime, because if you did really become acidic, you would die. So basically what happens when you eat acid-forming foods, the bones release calcium phosphate, which actually neutralizes the acidity, and it actually keeps you at 7.3 to 7.5. So that's very, very important. But, you know, if that didn't happen, we would die. But apparently, when we start to get disease, our blood is starting to go into the more acidic range. So you may feel sick, you may have the flu, it may be diabetes, maybe high blood pressure, whatever it is. If you're getting sick because your body is telling you something, it's trying to wake you up to say you need to change because the body is starving of nutrition. What the body needs is alkaline forming foods, and you get that basically from all fruits and vegetables. Every single whole food are alkaline forming. Things like dairy, eggs, cheese, rice, fried foods, sodas, everything you love is acid forming. So that's where the problem comes in. So can you kind of see the reason why you're probably getting sick? Because your diet is containing more of these acid forming foods than alkaline forming foods. The key for health is to actually get in at least 80% of your diet coming from alkaline forming foods. And all alkaline forming foods are from plants. They are plant-based foods.
Hmm. Yes. Would you say there's like an 80-20 rule?
Yes, yes. Definitely 80-20 rule. 80% alkaline forming foods, 20% acidic forming food. But when we say acidic forming foods, we're not talking about sodas and fried foods, because they are very, very, very acidic. You also have some health foods that are acidic, like nuts, like pecans, walnuts. Those are the type of things, rice, brown rice. Those are the type of acid-forming foods you should have in your diet, because that's what brings the balance. But when you're having too much meat, too much processed foods, the acidic is going down to maybe 3 on the pH scale, which is very, very acidic. You know, a fine example, sodas on the pH scale is about 3 on the pH scale.
Wow, 3.
3. Okay. Mm. Battery acid is 2.5.
Oh, so you're telling me soda is close to battery acid on the pH scale?
Very close to battery acid.
What are we doing to ourselves?
You know, so you can see exactly what it's doing to the bones. It's really demineralizing the bones. So we really need to actually have more alkaline forming foods. And that's what's going to promote health, because the more alkaline foods you have, what it does, it really gives you... Alkaline foods are oxygen foods. It gives your blood oxygen. That's what you need. Oxygen is high energy. So if you're giving it oxygen, you always got to have energy. But when you're giving it all these processed food, which is acid-forming food, it becomes low energy. Your body cannot function. The body is starving for nutrition.
So you're saying that we're not putting enough oxygen in our body?
Yes, we're not putting enough oxygen in our body.
And is that why we get sick? A lot of these diseases come about because we're losing oxygen. We're not taking in enough oxygen from the food we eat?
Absolutely. Actually, funny enough, you say that. A Nobel Prize winner, Dr. Otto Warburg, in 1929, won the Nobel Peace Prize for actually discovering that cancer cannot live in an alkaline state. So basically, you know, I mean, all diseases, when someone has a disease, and if they was to check their pH level, it would show that it's acid.
That is very acidic.
It's very, very acidic. Mm-hmm. And you know something, one thing I can actually tell you guys how you can actually check this acidity very easy. This is a way you can find out how alkaline or acidic you are. What you can actually do is very cheap. You can buy a purple cabbage. Get a purple cabbage and cut half a purple cabbage and blend it in some water in your Nutribullet or your blender. Just blend into a very watery consistency. What you will do, you will actually strain the pulp from the cabbage. So when you go to the bathroom and take a pee, pour some of this water into the toilet bowl. If it turns pink, you are very acidic.
Wow, look at the test, test.
Home test. If it turns blue, you're alkaline. The lighter blue it gets, the more alkaline you are. And if it's in the blue, you're on the right track. So that's a good thing you can actually do to check, to see. You don't have to go out and buy any expensive litmus paper which tests the alkaline and acidity. You can actually do it yourself. And the purple cabbage doesn't cost maybe like $2. And that's how you can do it. So, you know, this is a good way of actually improving your health, because as time goes on, you can continue checking and checking to see if you are getting bluer and bluer and lighter blue and lighter bluer. But if you're going pink, 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 you know, you're not in a good state.
And chances are you will get sick as a result of that.
Yes. Even though if the sickness doesn't show up now, it will show up later.
Good point. Well, so we need to be more alkaline.
We need to be more alkaline.
Can you put lemon and water and make it alkaline?
Yes. You can do that. Yeah. We talked about earlier on, I mentioned about alkaline water, and this is not about alkaline water. Well, alkaline water doesn't really exist in nature. So it's just it's a marketing tool. So people are spending lots and lots of money going out buying alkaline water, and it doesn't really work, because the body doesn't work like that. The body needs natural substances. They've actually did something to the water to make it alkaline. Now, if you want water to be naturally alkaline, if you just squeeze a lemon in water, that's all natural. So the body will, you can, you know, that's a good way of starting every morning drinking some lemon water. You know, that will alkalize your body. And as you eat more fruits and vegetables, you know, you'll get more alkaline. But the key is to cutting back on the acid forming food. You know, if you eat meat, make it a very small portion. If you're eating rice, even brown rice, make it a very small portion. That is the key.
So you're saying that we don't have to cut out this type of eating totally, but we need to make it less of our diet.
Yes, absolutely, less of our diet. But the problem is, a lot of times we use this word moderation, but no one knows what that word means.
Yeah, it's true.
So a lot of times, you know, if you're a person who know you cannot do something in moderation, it will be better if you just try and eliminate.
Don't do it at all.
Don't do it at all. That's the best way if you can. But if you cannot, that is a way to go. Definitely.
Wow.
Definitely.
Very good.
Yes, yes. But we need to, address, you know, all these diseases, diabetes, high blood pressure. You know, you can reduce... You can actually reduce your ailments and even reverse them if you are willing to change, you know. But, you know, this is the reason why I talk about acid and alkaline forming foods, because this is kind of the way to start the program so you can understand what these foods do. So, you know, so we know what's good and what's bad for us. But once you now you know what is acid and what is alkaline forming, then you know how to make better choices. You know, but it's the key. If you can just get, you know, I know a lot of you don't like vegetables. If you don't like vegetables, then you know, make a smoothie. If you can't eat them, drink your vegetables. You know, whichever way you can get them in, get them in.
Now, I started doing that, and it makes all the difference because they said the recommended daily allowance of fruit and vegetables are like, what, 9 servings of this or 5 servings of that? I'm like, how many of us make time to get the proper servings of fruit and vegetables? But if you juice it or put it in a smoothie, bam, you got it.
You got it. Definitely, you got it. You definitely got it. I would suggest, you know, more, you know, I would suggest more blending over juicing because it has the fiber intact. So you're getting all the fiber, you're getting all the fiber with it. But, you know, juicing is excellent as well. You know, I usually tend to talk about, you know, the juicing part for like detoxing, which we'll talk in another segment about that. But I would say if you have a Nutribullet, if you don't have one, invest in one. They're like $99, you know, and it will pulverize your fruits and vegetables to a nice creaminess. And you can just add your favorite fruits.
Yeah, I keep a juicer and a blender here, you know, in my studio because I know how important that is. And if I want to eat healthy, which I do every day, I grab my smoothie or my juice and I have a nice meal there.
Absolutely, it's better to if you can have both a blender and a juicer, you got the best of both worlds. Definitely, I have a blender and juicer too. So, absolutely, sometimes you may not feel for that, you may feel for some juice. So, absolutely, if you can get a combination of all of that, you know, you know, it's the right path on being healthy. Definitely.
It sounds to me like if you just understood this process alone about alkaline and acid forming foods, if you understood this and implemented this what you're talking, this topic, it sounds to me like that would be the key to your optimum health.
Oh, definitely, Vince, definitely. You know, I cannot emphasize how much when you eat acid-forming foods, how many minerals it takes out of the body. For instance, we talked about calcium. It takes calcium from the bones, you know, and apparently what happens that this calcium, when the calcium is released, yes, it neutralizes the acidity, but the calcium cannot be reabsorbed. So what happens, this calcium actually starts to crystallize in the joints and cause bone spurs. Now, this could be the reason why you have joint pain. Doesn't necessarily mean you have arthritis. I've known many, many people have actually changed their whole diet and miraculously all their joint pain is gone. This could be it.
So you're telling me that eating too many acidic foods can be the reason that so many people suffer from arthritis today?
Yes, yes. I absolutely think that's the reason why. Because, you know, even younger people, everyone have some kind of pain. And you're not supposed to, you know, if it's something, it may not be serious or severe, but they always have some kind of knee pain or some joint pain. A lot of times it's just that the diet is too acidic. You know, and the body cannot, as I said, the blood doesn't have enough oxygen. So if the blood doesn't have enough oxygen, it cannot really clean the system properly. It's like a stagnation of a toxicity in the body that just cannot be removed. You know, so giving the body more oxygen, which comes from these foods, will actually help to start to eliminate this toxicity.
Wow, that is awesome. Really. Now, I know we mentioned the 80-20, which is 80% alkaline, 20% not alkaline,
yes.
Basically acidic.
Yes, yes.
But now, I think most of us, what we do, we have a 20-80 rule, where we eat 20% alkaline and 80% acidic. And
yes.
I think that's the problem. So it's like reverse it.
Reverse it. It's very, you know, it may not be very easy, but it's not impossible, you know. You just got to really put your mind to it. If you really want to really be healthy, you know, it's the best thing to do because, you know, we're all getting older and, you know, even the younger ones, we just take our health for granted. But it does, you know, when you get to a certain age and you start to get these diseases and illnesses, you're not living anymore. You're just existing, you know, and you're spending, you know, you can see every day, you see the older adults. A lot of them are, you know, spending a lot of time in the emergency room all the time. So you have to think about this. You know, that is my reality. That's the truth of the matter. That's my reality because you can remember, actually, you can remember some of your, maybe your parents or your aunts and uncles when we were kids and they were at a certain age where they were healthy and were very healthy. And now they reach a certain age and they spend a lot of time in the hospital. So you have to think to yourself, well, I'm going to be at that age one day. How am I going to be like that?
Very true. We're all getting older, and eventually that could be you.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah. But do you want to, we all want to live longer, but don't you want to live healthy as you live longer?
Yes, absolutely. It's about the quality of life, not the quantity.
The quality.
The quality. While you're here, you know, if you have great health, you know, because anything can happen to us, but if you have great health, you know, you're good to go.
Huh. That is so cool. That is so good. You know, I really appreciate you bringing this up. I mean, so many people suffer from chronic diseases and the arthritis, the diabetes, the cancer, the hypertension, the asthma. And they would just make these changes. And if you listen to this program, it's because you want to find out, what can I do to become healthier? Maybe there's something that you're listening to here that can help you. You might have tried so many other ways, but try understanding alkaline and acid-forming foods. You won't regret it. And oh, I really appreciate that. This is great. And this also reminds me of what I need to be doing as well to continue with my optimum health or towards optimum health. Now, what action step would you recommend the audience to take this week? Because, you know, last week you recommended that they would get rid of the processed foods. But what action step do you want the audience to take this week?
I would say eat more fruits, get more fruits in your diet and more vegetables. If you don't like to eat them, juice them.
Huh. Eat more fruits and vegetables. And if you don't like to eat them, juice them.
Or blend them, whichever way you get them in, you know, is better than actually having that can of Coca-Cola.
Huh. So true. You know, remember these action steps, okay? Because they will go a long way to helping you lose weight, flatten your stomach, and reduce the effects of so many chronic illnesses. And don't forget to share this information with your family. Now, to find out more information about the work that we are currently engaged in, or if you want to reach out to Orvel, I'm going to give you his information as well shortly. But you can also go to my website at www.sixweeks.com for more information on what we do. Or you can visit my other website, the bodysculpt.org, where we work with children, helping them because obesity is a major issue. It's so bad. It's affecting our children as well. And we want to make a difference here. Now, Orvel, tell the audience how they can reach you.
You can reach me at orveldouglas@yahoo.com. That's orveldouglas@yahoo.com.
Excellent. Now, don't forget, we need you guys to let us know how we can improve the program. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to email the questions to us. I can be reached at vince@sixweeks.com. We're here for you, okay? And we want to help you any way we possibly can. So with that being said, this is the second episode. This is the end of our second episode of 6 Weeks of Fitness. I hope you enjoyed listening to this program as much, again, as we enjoyed bringing it to you. See you next week.
Bye. Bye, everyone.